Track 4, Galtina. Gal has been out to town with Billy, and she's also wondering why she doesn't get as many visitors as she used to.
How are you together? Well, I took Billy up Norwich on the bus. He wanted to go up there. He hadn't been up there for ages, and he wanted to do a bit of Christmas shopping. Well, I lost him in Gerald's. I kept going, Billy, where are you? Billy, where are you? I couldn't see him. All of a sudden, there he was, hands on the knees, bent over, looking at the lifts. Whatever are you doing, boy Billy? I said. He said, do you know what? He said, them doors over there are magic. I said, whatever do you mean? Well, he said, this little elderly lady now went in there. The doors closed, and within that must have been a minute, out she come, and she was all young and blonde. I wonder if we can go home and get the wife. I said, come you on, Billy, don't be so soft. Well, we had a little walk round, and so he stood on Castle Meadow. And 'cause he looked up, and if you look up when you're in a low like that, the castle look really, really tall, even taller than that is. And he stood there looking up at the castle. He was mesmerised by that. And all of a sudden I saw this hair scantily clad gal come up to him. She tapped him on the shoulder. He looked round. She say, do you want a bit? He say, well, gal, what have they got to pull it down? He didn't know what she was talking about. I say, come you on, Billy, don't you be so soft. Anyhow, on the bus on the way home, we got talking about the people who used to come to our door, like the Baker and things like that. And do you know what? There was a lot of people that come to our door years ago. So I made a little poem up about it. There's none of them come round any more. The people who sold us their wares at our door. How I loved the old baker. He'd bring a basket with treats. He'd have fresh bread and sundries, and from his van I'd choose sweets. The fish man on a Friday in time for our tea. Cod, haddock or cockles, all fresh from the sea. The milkman would wake you at silly o'clock, and Saturdays for the milk money he'd knock. That lovely fresh milk would taste like a dream, and the buds with the gold tops would peck through to the cream. The coalman would come with his 100-weight sacks. They'd carry the coal to your door on their backs. The betterware book would thrust through your door. You'd order polishers, dusters, and they had so much more. The old knife sharpener called with his big grinding wheel to sharpen knives and shares or anything steel. The insurance man for your life policy to hold or to help you just plan for when you get old. The old shilling meters had always run out when Peyton Place aired the lights would go out. The electricity man, he'd be very funny. He'd empty the meter and count out the money. He'd look at my face and he knew I'd wait to see if my mum got a little rebate. I'd then get a shilling to spend at the shop. They'd buy me some crisps, bubble gum and ice pop. How I loved them old days. Everyone was your friend. So why, oh why, did those days have to end? See you all again soon. Cheerio.
Thank you, Gal. I really miss the garlic sellers and the knife grinders.